Marketplace in New York. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The date for when Britain is scheduled to leave the European Union is now less than 17 months away. But the discussions with the EU about the terms of that departure and the UK's future trading relationship with the bloc are bogged down. And some business leaders are getting nervous. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Former New York City mayor and media mogul Michael Bloomberg opened his shiny new European HQ in London recently, and while he was at it, told the Brits what he thought of their decision to leave the European Union.
It was not a smart thing to do, and getting out of it is going to be very difficult and it'll be very painful.
And he wondered whether he'd have gone ahead with the new HQ if he'd known the Brits were going to vote for Brexit.
Would I have done it if I'd known they were going to drop out? I'd have some thoughts about that. Maybe I wouldn't have.
Doubts and fears abound over Brexit. The Bank of England's forecast that 70,000 finance jobs could be lost as business leeches away from London to continental Europe. Many British financiers are worried. Many, but not all.
All of this scaremongering is being proven to be completely wrong.
Pro-Brexit real estate entrepreneur Richard Tice, he says business has been flooding into London.
We've had Deutsche Bank sign a 25 lease for a 500,000 square foot new building. Goldman Sachs, they're building a 1.1 million square foot headquarters in the City of London.
And easy to see why, he says. Just look at this year's two biggest European bank capital raising operations.
Both of them over 10 billion euros each. They both had to be done in the City of London because only the city could provide the sensible low liquid cost of capital that those banks needed. The City of London is and will remain the greatest financial centre in the world.
The boss of Britain's biggest business software group, Sage, is also upbeat about Brexit. Stephen Kelly's just back from a trip around North and South America. He's optimistic about the UK striking free trade deals with countries like the US, Canada and Brazil.
There's huge enthusiasm in these countries for working with Britain on trade. So I think the appetite's there. It's just how quickly the UK government can mobilise itself.
That may be a problem. The cabinet's divided over Brexit. Talks with the EU have stalled. Brexit uncertainty clouds the business horizon. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.